I found it impossible to pick up the Bible without it being rent in two. I had to make a decision between evolution and scripture. Either the scripture was true and evolution was wrong, or evolution was true and I must toss out the Bible. It was there that night that I accepted the word of God and rejected all that would ever counter it, including evolution. With that, in great sorrow, I tossed into the fire all my dreams and hopes in science.
I find that terribly sad. But whereas the Golgi apparatus story moved me to tears of admiration and exaltation, the Kurt Wise story is just plain pathetic, pathetic and contemptible. The wound to his career and his life's happiness was self-inflicted. So unnecessary, so easy to escape. All he had to do was toss out the Bible, or interpret it symbolically or allegorically, as the theologians do. Instead, he did the fundamentalist thing and tossed out science, evidence and reason, along with all his dreams and hopes. Perhaps uniquely among fundamentalists, Kurt Wise is honest, devastatingly, painfully, shockingly honest. Give him the Templeton Prize, he might be the first really sincere recipient. Wise brings to the surface what is secretly going on underneath in the minds of fundamentalists generally when they encounter scientific evidence that contradicts their beliefs. Listen to his peroration.
Although there are scientific reasons for accepting a young Earth, I am a young age creationist because that is my understanding of the scripture. As I shared with my professors years ago when I was in college, if all the evidence in the universe turns against creationism, I would be the first to admit it, but I would still be a creationist because that is what the Word of God seems to indicate. Here I must stand.
He seems to be quoting Luther as he nailed his theses to the door of the church in Wittenberg. But poor Kurt Wise reminds me more of Winston Smith in 1984, struggling desperately to believe that 2 + 2 = 5, if Big Brother says it does. Winston, however, was being tortured. Wise's doublethink comes not from the imperative of physical torture, but from the imperative, apparently just as undeniable to some people, of religious faith, arguably a form of mental torture. I am hostile to religion because of what it did to Kurt Wise, and if it did that to a Harvard-educated geologist, just think what it can do to others less gifted and less well-armed. Fundamentalist religion is hell-bent on ruining the scientific education of countless thousands of innocent, well-meaning, eager young minds. Non-fundamentalist, sensible religion may not be doing that, but it is making the world safe for fundamentalism by teaching children from their earliest years that unquestioning faith is a virtue. The dark side of absolutism. In the previous chapter, when trying to explain the shifting moral zeitgeist, I invoked a widespread consensus of liberal, enlightened, decent people. I made the rosy-spectacled assumption that we all broadly agree with this consensus, some more than others, and I had in mind most of the people likely to read this book, whether they are religious or not. But of course, not everybody is of the consensus, and not everybody will have any desire to read my book. It has to be admitted that absolutism is far from dead. Indeed, it rules the minds of a great number of people in the world today, most dangerously so in the Muslim world and in the incipient American theocracy. See Kevin Phillips' book of that name. Such absolutism nearly always results from strong religious faith, and it constitutes a major reason for suggesting that religion can be a force for evil in the world.